Hey there, this is an audio recording of the blog post for episode 27 of the Shit We Don't Talk About podcast. There may be a few stumbles in between here, so just bear with me. In episode 27 of Shit We Don't Talk About, Mia is joined by Jennifer Beck to discuss her journey as a first-time mom. As many of you out there know, social media makes it look so easy sometimes, right? Parenthood can definitely be a joy, but dang, there are a lot of things that can happen for new moms along the way. This is a must-listen for anyone starting a family or just thinking about it. Jennifer is the founder of Jihee and a first-time mom, sharing her personal struggles with pregnancy, baby blues, and breastfeeding. Jen made her bones in the tech world, building and then selling a successful legal cannabis database business. Suddenly, she was at home with her daughter Emma, out of the high-speed flow of the tech business world and instantly placed in a brand new and unfamiliar role. Pregnancy was difficult for Jen insofar as dealing with the fatigue and low energy that can come along with being pregnant. Taking her out of her high-performing space, Jen had to learn how to navigate this territory while also experiencing worry over how the stress of her professional life was impacting her unborn child. Stress upon stress, worry upon worry, and no way to control any of it. Good times, huh? It was definitely a clash between the drive to succeed in business and the drive to have a family and be a mom. Prime business years are also prime pregnancy and mom years, so being between a rock and a hard place is a common thing. Listen, hormones matter. As much as it would be nice to disregard the role of hormones in pregnancy and childbirth, that's not going to happen. The struggle is real when it comes to the effects of hormones on mood, energy levels, anxiety, and an overall state of mind. Breastfeeding is sometimes made to look amazing and full of love and magic. Jen's reality was discomfort, sleep deprivation, and trying to get the process to actually work. There was nothing glamorous or lovely about the experience, but we rarely ever acknowledge this reality. Jen and her family were definitely not prepared for coping with the extreme exhaustion and demands of breastfeeding. Breastfeeding was tricky, a tricky beast, because although they had a relatively smooth breastfeeding journey with latching, supply, etc., they had to navigate Jen's postpartum hypothyroidism, which is extreme exhaustion, and Emma's first year dairy and soy allergies, also known as MSPI, which were undiagnosed for the first 6 months and prevented them both from getting much sleep. So MSPI is a milk soy protein intolerance, which leads to colicky behavior like lots of crying and not a lot of sleeping, as well as vomiting, reflux, and weight loss. It's estimated that as many as 2 to 7% of babies under the age of 1 year have an intolerance of cow's milk, and many of these will also have an intolerance to soy and proteins. If you're having trouble getting your infant to sleep, this is something worth looking into. Emma remained undiagnosed for 6 months until blood was discovered in her diaper, at which point doctors began listening to Jen's colicky complaints. Once diagnosed, Jen was able to keep breastfeeding as long as she stayed on a strict dairy and soy-free diet. The mealtime app allowed Jen to put in dietary restrictions and it only displays recipes that fit those restrictions. From there, you can pick your weekly meal plan, and it will generate a grocery list. For the meals are fabulous, largely plant-based and really healthy. Jen and her family still eat mealtime recipes about 4 to 5 times a week, and even though Emma outgrew her allergies almost 3 years ago, they still use it. The app has simply become a source of delicious, healthy, and easy-to-plan meals. For families dealing with MSPI, Jen advises them to not be afraid of the formula. Once they finally got on formula, both Jen and Emma got stronger, and their quality of life improved drastically. Jen did experience a strong hormonal crash after breastfeeding ended, so don't be afraid to wean gradually and say hello to some formula. At 10 months, Jen was finally and very begrudgingly put Emma on Similac Alimentum, and that's spelled Alimentum, and she quickly realized she should have done it sooner. Emma did not want to make the switch, and it took a few hard days to wean her. She literally refused to eat for a couple of very long, painful days. Eventually, Emma got hungry enough and started drinking it, and once she got used to it, she loved it. Warning, it's expensive. Giving up breastfeeding is emotionally and hormonally complicated. But it was a good decision once Jen and her family finally made the move. The book Sweet Sleep by La Leche League International is a wonderful guide to breastfeeding that introduced Jen to co-sleeping, which can make breastfeeding and surviving extreme exhaustion much easier. Whether or not you're interested in co-sleeping with your baby, it's a very helpful book for anyone that is breastfeeding. And if you do decide to co-sleep and you just want to be prepared in case you find yourself in a co-sleeping situation, like during an endless night with a sick baby, the book Sleeping with Your Baby by James J. McKenna, PhD, is a fantastic book to help you make sure you're prepared with a safe setup. Super key. Be aware of the mom martyrdom trap. Jen found herself driving herself into the ground, losing weight, not sleeping, and drawing in stress, guilt, and unrealistic expectations centered around the distorted message that self-sacrifice defines proper motherhood. I'm using the finger quotes on that one. Things changed when Jen decided to start parenting from strength rather than martyrdom. Hard decisions had to be made that went against the grain of what amazing moms, again finger quotes, do. But in the end, these choices supercharged Emma's health and development and put Jen back into a healthy place where she was able to regain her strength and get back on solid footing. When mom is strong, everyone wins. Being broken is not a badge of honor. Jen's experience led her to form Jihee, a CBD-based product company built on the principles of self-compassion, self-centered wellness, and spreading wellness and joy throughout the world from a position of strength. You can find Jennifer Beck online at facebook.com/myjihee, that's M-Y-J-I-H-I, also at Instagram at myjihee, and at jihee.com. And make sure to use the code MIA10 for a 10% discount on all Jihee products.